This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee says more depositions and more hearings in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump aren't out of the question. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells CNN his committee continues to conduct investigative work, even as it compiles its findings to submit to the House Judiciary Committee. It's that panel which would make a formal recommendation of charges for the House to vote on. If passed, impeachment would move to the Senate.
I think this is an impeachable offense.
Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar tells ABC's This Week,
"This is the global version of Watergate, where a president is trying to get dirt on a political opponent from a world leader."
However, Republican support for Trump is showing no overt signs of buckling. Still, Senator John Kennedy tells Fox the allegations won't be summarily dismissed. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A massive turnout in Hong Kong to vote Sunday in district elections is seen as a barometer of public support for pro-democracy protests. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Vote counting was overseen by officials. The normally low-key race for what's basically community representatives took on new importance amid the protests that have rocked the semi-autonomous Chinese territory for more than 5 months. Election Commission Chairman Barnabas Funk says 71% of the city's 4.1 million registered voters cast ballots, well exceeding the 47% turnout in the same election 4 years ago. Early returns show pro-democracy candidates
Pope Francis is in Japan, where he's calling on all countries to abolish nuclear weapons. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Rain didn't deter Pope Francis's faithful lining up before dawn to catch a glimpse of him on Sunday. Speaking at Nagasaki's Atomic Bomb Hypo Center Park, ground zero of the bomb drop during World War II that killed 27,000 people, the pontiff sent a strong message to world leaders.
I ask political leaders not to forget that these weapons cannot protect us from current threats to national and international security.
He also called for the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki to be honored as a living memory, as opposed to a, quote, relic of the past.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Police in Iraq say security forces opened fire on protesters in Baghdad and several cities in southern Iraq on Sunday, killing at least 9 people and wounding dozens of others. Anti-government protests erupted in early October. They've swollen into the largest demonstrations since the fall of Saddam Hussein in 2003. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson launched his ruling Conservatives manifesto on Sunday, aiming to present the image of sensible spending. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson released his Conservative Party's election manifesto on Sunday, promising to
get Brexit done
by bringing his EU withdrawal deal back to Parliament before Christmas. With less than 3 weeks until Britain's head to the polls, the governing Conservatives are trying to draw a distinction with the opposition Labour Party. It has promised to raise taxes on the rich and businesses to fund an expansion of the state. Johnson instead is promising £23.5 billion of tax cuts and higher spending, including on lowering business rates for retailers and employing another 50,000 nurses. The manifesto says the impact on the government's day-to-day finances would be close to zero.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Emergency officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 26 people died when an airplane crashed shortly after takeoff on Sunday. The 19-seat Dornier 228 aircraft, operated by local company Busy Bee, crashed into a residential area near Goma Airport. Several of the victims were on the ground when the plane came down. Authorities said all 17 passengers and 2 crew members on board the flight died, as did 7 people on the ground. More than 3 dozen people are reported dead in a series of security-related incidents in Afghanistan, including a fatal attack on a UN vehicle in the capital, Kabul. Several of the dead were civilians. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.